time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
That June 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, and a Russian attorney along with other Russian nationals is the story that just won't go away, thanks to the president. The Washington Post on Monday night reported that Trump dictated his son's initial statement while on Air Force One heading home from the G20 summit on July 8th. We know that Trump Jr. attended the meeting after being promised damaging information on Hillary Clinton as part of a Russian government effort to help his father's campaign, but his statement characterized it as a discussion about Russian adoption in his initial response. Asked about it in Tuesday's White House daily briefing, Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president weighed in as any father would.
The statement that Don Jr. issued is true. There's no inaccuracy in the statement. The president weighed in as any father would based on the limited information that he had. This is all discussion, frankly, of no consequence. There was no follow-up. It was disclosed to the proper parties, which is how the New York Times found out about it to begin with. John?
Can you clarify the degree to which the president weighed in?
He certainly didn't dictate, but, you know, he, like I said, he weighed in, offered suggestion like any father would do.
Was he aware at the time that Don Jr. had a meeting that was based on the pretext that he would be promised information that was negative about Hillary Clinton when he suggested that the statement only say that the meeting was primarily about Russian adoption policy?
Like I said, the statement that was issued was true and there were no inaccuracies in the statement.
CNN's Jake Tapper responds.
To be clear, of course, the statement that Don Jr. issued that was dictated by the president, according to the Post, was misleading. It did not even remotely acknowledge the purpose of the meeting, which was Donald Trump Jr. wanting to meet someone billed as a Russian government lawyer with one specific purpose, to obtain dirt on Hillary Clinton. A meeting attended, by the way, by Jared Kushner and campaign chair Paul Manafort. Now, you as a citizen, you should expect a much higher standard of truth than the one that the White House press secretary just enunciated. If a meeting takes place so campaign officials can get dirt on a political rival from the Russian government, describing that meeting as being about adoption and not mentioning the purpose of the meeting, it's not true. It's inaccurate. It's so misleading as to be
the first Senate hearings on health care are on the calendar. Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Chairman Lamar Alexander and Ranking Member Patty Murray announced the committee will begin bipartisan hearings on September 4th on a small bipartisan stabilization package that could include funding for the Affordable Care Act's cost-sharing reduction subsidies and expanded state innovation waivers, including a provision allowing people over 30 to purchase plans that only cover catastrophic care. Last week, while speaking before law enforcement on Long Island, the president suggested police treat suspects roughly.
And when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Speaking before the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement on Tuesday, Attorney General Jeff Sessions told officers the DOJ has their back, but warned that police are not thugs.
We all know the cases of the last several years where in confrontations with police, lives have been cut short. And just as I'm committed to defending law enforcement who lawfully have to use deadly force to defend themselves while engaged in their work, I will also use the powers of the office I've been entrusted with to hold any officer responsible who violates the law. You know that all it takes is for one bad officer to destroy the reputations of so many who work every day to build good relationships in these communities and who serve with honor and distinction.
Speaking of the Department of Justice, the New York Times is reporting that the Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of its civil rights division toward investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admission policies deemed to discriminate against white applicants. MSNBC's Joy Reid explains.
The New York Times reports that the Justice Department plans to take on affirmative action in college admissions, Quote, the Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division toward investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admissions policies deemed to discriminate against white applicants, according to a document obtained by the New York Times. The document, an internal announcement to the Civil Rights Division, seeks current lawyers interested in working for a new project on investigations and possible litigation related to intentional race-based discrimination in college and university admissions. What the New York Times is describing tonight is a Justice Department operating in a way that is radically different under Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The initiative to uproot affirmative action appears to be coming not from the career staff at the Justice Department, but from the political appointees. That raises questions about whether career staff in the Civil Rights Division will begin leaving the Justice Department rather than staying on and carrying out a mission that has gone upside down from what it used to be. I got good
news. And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. Remember, my work is 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.